It's the Rise and Shine Talk Show with Lady C, where we uplift, educate, and motivate. Let's talk about life and faith, ministry, and so much more. Conversations from a pastor's wife perspective. I am Lady C, your host. Family, be sure to like, follow, and share Rise and Shine with Lady C on Facebook and Instagram. Also, head over to CheriseCrump.com for all things Rise and Shine and all previous shows. Family. I have two phenomenal women with me on today. They are educated entrepreneurs, advocates, and they are passionate about inspiring and encouraging women around the world. They are very special women on Kingdom assignment. I am so honored. I am so excited to have none other than Rashonda Marie and Queen Cole. Welcome to Rise and Shine, ladies. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Family, I want to tell you a little bit about my special guest. Rashonda Marie is a child of God. She believes that the best way to share your testimony is to live it. She is the visionary for the anthology Abba's Daughters, Everyday Women, Extraordinary God, a collection of testimonies that exemplifies women overcoming challenges with God's help while relating to women in the Bible. In collaboration with Queen Cole's I Am Academy, this project aims to serve as a source of inspiration for others seeking to deepen their relationship with Abba Father. And Queen Cole, she is an author, speaker, certified life coach, podcast host of Light the Path, and founder of the I Am Academy. Queen Cole has been featured guest on more than a dozen podcasts. She is a trusted people's enthusiast, gifted with an outstanding tenacity and compassion for women. In this new book, Rashonda Marie and Queen Cole share their personal journey towards healing and wholeness. Ladies, welcome. I'm so honored to have both of you on the show today. Yes, so excited. And I just want to let the family know that, you know, this book has encouraged and inspired me personally. And congratulations to you both on this newly published book. So I had the pleasure of attending your virtual book launch party, and it was absolutely inspiring. You felt the love, the sisterhood. It was such a sacred space of women connecting and going forth in their purpose and assignment. Rashonda, you support aspiring visionaries and compelling their powerful anthologies to become bestsellers. So what does that process look like? You know, how does that work? You know, how do you discover these women? And, you know, why is this important to you?
It's important because we all have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
God has done so many things in our lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in old school church where we would have testimony service,
yeah,
you know, we definitely need to get back to that.
Oh,
and just
yeah,
like you said, Lady C, that our book encouraged and inspired you, you know, through the sisterhood, the unity, and sharing our testimony, and most importantly, sharing God's character, that we are all Abba's daughters, and we all have a testimony. So just helping women to formulate that and to communicate it to the audience that they are called to serve and encourage and inspire is very important for advancing the kingdom of God.
Amen. And why is this important to you?
It's important because writing is such a healing journey.
Yeah,
I mean,
good.
Each and every one of our sisters, we all have a testimony just from this process of writing.
Yes.
know, the healing and the revelation, and then the being able to communicate where you've been, what you've gone through, and we all need to go through that process. God calls us the community. He says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So that's why it's important to him. So it's important to us.
Amen. And, you know, writing is healing. It's therapeutic. I have been a journal writer since the age of 16. I have tons of books. And I'm telling you, it really does. It's so helpful when you can just be authentic and just share whatever it is that you need to share, what you've gone through, what you're experiencing, and then to look back Rashonda and Queen, to see where God brought you from and how you've grown. Yeah. So, Rashonda, how do you discover these women?
Well, this is in the works. So we have not began to service women aspiring visionaries yet. But we are definitely in the trenches now. We're getting all the data. We're getting all the experience. And that is definitely a project to come in the near future.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Queen Cole, tell us, as visionaries, how did God connect you and Rashonda for this anthology? So how did you guys begin to connect and collaborate on this project?
You know, this is a beautiful story because we always say that God is a visionary and that we're the co-visionaries, right?
Yes.
And so
yes.
This actually was birthed in I call her my sister because Rashonda, this was birthed in her heart maybe 10 or 11 years ago.
Wow.
And she could tell the story way better than me, but she had this idea from previous, and after writing in her first anthology that became an international Amazon international best-selling book, it inspired her to go back to that thought, that dream that God had put into her, and we brought forth Abba's Daughter. So she asked me to be a part of this project. And so I was godly proud, like, yes,
yeah.
I'm with it. This is a God project. I'm on it. So she brought me into it, and I was just so happy to be able to serve alongside her and the other women that was a part of Abba's Daughters. And so it's been a beautiful, beautiful process.
Oh, my goodness. And so, Rashonda, go right ahead, Rashonda.
Oh, I just wanted to say that Sister Cuz and I definitely a kingdom divine connection.
Yeah.
We connected from another woman that I was in contact with. And when I tell you, we were fast friends instantly. Queen has a servant heart.
Mm-hmm.
She's always encouraging one another. And I'm always that to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So we are definitely cut from the same cloth. And we have been praying, Queen and I and our other sister, Natasha, we pray every Thursday. And we've been doing that for a couple years now. So we had logged in hours of prayer.
Yes.
Even before we started in on this project. And when I say that, we joke and say, bump, set, spike, that's our thing. we just make a great team, and our strengths complement one another so well. So with that, like, God wastes nothing. Like,
amen.
He had every angle covered.
Mm.
And with Queen and I working together, we were able to serve. And as Queen always say, be midwives.
That's good.
To the other contributing authors who are now birthing their babies.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, this is just powerful. You know, you were just all in my next question. When you're talking about prayer, how you guys get together and pray. So what was your prayer? You know, what did you want God to do through this anthology?
You want to take it, Sister Cass?
I will. Look, this is what I was praying, and I'm with Big God. I'm capital G all day. I was looking. I didn't have anything in particular. I was just in expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know God is going to do this. I know we're going to have obstacles. I know it may be hard. I mean, and it was. It was stretching. It really grew all of us, everybody that was involved. But I was just in anticipation on what God was going to do.
Yeah.
Because I knew that these testimonies had to be shared, because our testimony, mm-hmm. a lot of times, is for us to learn the lesson.
Yes.
But it's also to help somebody else. And so we knew that those things were going to happen. So I was just mostly praying in anticipation, like expecting God just to show up and blow our minds, which he did. We were in awe so many times.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. So, Rashonda, can you share a little bit about your chapter?
Yes. So, as my sister Cuz stated earlier, this project was, the idea was originally a assignment in college.
Wow.
And so it's so fascinating because here's the thing, Lady C. I always jokingly say, I was not saved back then, right? I was super lukewarm back then, but God was still planting and stirring it in my heart. Mm-hmm. So we had to create a book. I chose Women of the Bible of the subject. Last year, I was in a anthology. Shout out to LaToya Nicole. It's called If These Walls Could Talk, Stories of Surviving Childhood Trauma. And so after I had submitted my chapter for that anthology, the Holy Spirit brought back this project to my remembrance.
Wow.
And then he placed on my heart Leah. Mm-hmm. To write about my girl, Leah. Mm. So a few weeks after I wrote that, I started writing about Leah, what I thought would be the first draft, but Holy Spirit had other plans in mind, but it did create the format and the blueprint for us and our sisters for Abba's Daughters.
Oh, my goodness. And it was just, you know, just powerful. It was just so deep. I had never read it from that perspective before, you know, and just dealing with, you know, the spirit, you know, of rejection. And Rashonda, in the book you wrote, I am the generational cycle breaker regarding the spirit of rejection. Can you just share a little bit about that? The generational cycle breaker regarding the spirit of rejection.
Yes, absolutely, Lady C. When I initially started writing about Leah, I started writing from the posture of rejection. Mm. And when I tell you third, fourth, fifth draft, I even sent it to my sister cuz and to Lady B to look over. He would not let me submit it the way it was because I had originally Leah, the rejected daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And in this process, he was like, no, you got to come out of agreement with that. You got to come out of agreement with that spirit of rejection because that has been plaguing my family. So you think with Leah, Leah wasn't wanted by Jacob. Jacob loved Rachel more. And in that, God opened Leah's womb, right? So he blessed her to have children. Although she didn't have what she wanted, which was Jacob's love, right? And so you think about even with Jacob, Jacob was not his father's favorite. He was his mother's favorite, right? Mm-hmm. So you see these generational patterns of favoritism, rejection, right? And then we go to their children, okay?
Oh my God.
We got Joseph and then Leah's sons, Reuben, Levi, all of them, how they all hated Joseph because Jacob favored him, right? And so this generational aspect and then the wounds of rejection, that is only my side of it, of what I experienced, because, yes, Leah was rejected for the way she looked because, you know, that was their main asset back then, you know?
Yep.
but rejection can come from a lot of different things.
Come on now. That's good.
It can come from the way you think, the way you move, even the anointing on you, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about this in the spiritual aspect. So my mother, bless her heart, she definitely has a narcissistic personality disorder. So that relationship between me and my mother as a child was very, very complicated, right? And so that was passed down from her mother, from her mother's mother, and then just the generational aspect of what it does to the whole of the family.
Yeah. That's powerful. That is powerful. My God. So, Queen, you know, can you share a little bit about your chapter?
Yes. My chapter is The Disobedient Daughter, and I am talking from the aspect of Lot's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lot's wife is the only woman in the Bible that God says, remember.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Lot's wife, because she looked back. And so my chapter is dealing with not looking back, not letting your past situations, circumstances, even the good times, being able to leave a good situation for a God situation. And so that's my chapter, The Disobedient Daughter, Lot's Wife.
Let me tell you, I had that underlined too. can you leave a good thing for a God thing? I was like, yes. Okay. And then when you said delayed obedience is still
disobedience.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yes, it is.
This is some good stuff. I'm telling you, family, listen, I implore you, you have to get this book. You have to. So I want to ask you this. You know, we live in a world full of personal agendas, competition, jealousy, insecurity, a lot of things that, you know, we as women, you know, we deal with. Can both of you speak to the power of sisterhood and the idea that there is room for everyone and we can work collectively? Can you talk about that? The power of sisterhood, and there's room for everybody.
Absolutely. As I said during the launch party, where there is unity, there is a commanded blessing.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite scriptures, and it just shows the power of how it goes into how the oil starts at Aaron's beard and it just rolls down, right? So the anointing comes from the top, and then everybody has to be in one mind, right? We reiterated that throughout the whole time. This is about God, his generational faithfulness, and sharing our testimony and what he did in our lives and in the woman and the Bible's life. And if he did it for me, if he did it for her, he would do it for you, right? So we were all in one accord of that. We prayed together.
Wow.
We worshiped together. Whenever there was something trying to poke his head up, we went to war. We worship. I mean, it was we recognized when it was a spiritual warfare, because of course the enemy did not want this project to come to fruition because of the unity, because of the testimony, because of giving God the glory. So we already knew that. We had prayers over this before we even started getting with the women, right? So we were aware of the enemy's tactics, because he doesn't do anything new, right? We know he does not like unity. So we were very, very adamant of praying together and communicating and honoring and respecting each and every one of our sisters. I mean, we served each other. We helped each other with our chapters. Like LaToya, she was our honorary member as well. She did the writing workshops. We provided workshops for the women on the title to learn more about the women in the Bible. So we walked through this step by step in unison. Mm-hmm. We were all in step in producing Abba's Daughters, Everyday Women, Extraordinary God. So we serve a God of abundance.
Yes.
There is more than enough to go around.
Amen.
And what anointing and what gifts that he has given to us, we can use them to complement one another.
Yes.
Like I said, sister, cousin, and I, our strengths complement one another, right? When I didn't have it, she was spiking it. When she didn't have it, I was spiking it, right?
Yes.
So just using each other's gifts, and there is more than enough to go around. We don't have to compare ourselves to one another, but recognize the God in each one of us, and then keep him at the head, and everything else will just work itself out.
Ooh, Queen, would you like to speak to that, the power of sisterhood?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and I love sisterhood. I am the oldest of four boys, so I love sisterhood. Whenever I get a chance to be with the sisters, I'm all gushy, mushy, come give me a hug kind of sister. So I love sisterhood. I love the aspect of community, and I just really appreciate that we can fight better in an army than we can by ourselves.
Come on now.
You know, the enemy take you over here, get you in isolation, have you up against the road.
That's
but
good.
When I can scream out and yell out to my sister, cuz I'm like, hey, I need you. Hey, we on the line. We praying. We going to fast, and we going to make it happen. And so it was just a beautiful thing. I mean, it really stemmed from the head. We really had a great blueprint. God blessed us to get the plans together thoroughly. And then as we rolled out the plans to the women, they were able to jump on board. And that was the main thing, just keeping our focus on God. We weren't looking at each other in a way like, well, your chapter is going to be better. No, we're all doing this together, and God is going to breathe on each one of us collectively and individually. So other people have already gone off doing other projects. And we're like, praise God,
yes.
You know, because our babies, the midwives that we were, you know, now we grandparents already. Yes. And this baby ain't even walking.
So I love it.
It's just a beautiful God thing when sisters can get together. And it's really just showing, again, the testament of God's love, because
yes.
He loves all of us. And that way where it's not, there isn't competition, because there, like my sister cuz said, there's abundance of love, and He loves us all. And so He's really just been showing out on how He's making it happen.
I love it. You know, talk about the beauty of partnership and collaboration. My goodness, better together. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So Rashonda and Queen, tell me, what projects, what do you have on the horizon? What do you guys have coming up next?
Yes, Lady C, we are in the works for doing Abba's Daughters Volume 2.
Yes.
So we're super, super excited about that. And then Sister Cuz can talk more about the specific project leading up to that.
Yes, I'm excited. I can't believe there will be a volume 2, but God said it, and we are excited to do it. So we are in the works with that. We're wrapping up our loose ends too. We want to still nurse this baby.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be different book signings we'll be doing throughout, and then also supporting the authors with their book signings. So we still have those things still going on and our individual things. So I'm still Abba's Daughters Volume 1.
I love it.
I'm excited about that. And we can't wait to release all the intimate details, how we're going to intertwine these two together, because it's going to be real good.
Oh, my goodness. You know, family, these stories, they're just so relatable and transparent. Yet it's centered around the Word of God and how He healed and delivered, you know, each co-author. This book is a gem, and I highly recommend that you purchase this for your women's ministry, and even reach out to the authors to discuss. They would be more than willing to come and speak about, you know, their portion of the book. So ladies, how can we order the book, and how can we connect with you on social media?
The hardcover book is available at all book retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you get the book, behind each chapter, there is the woman's social media, their website, so that you can reach out to them as well. So we wanted to make it so that everyone could connect with the woman that resonated with them, right? Because if that chapter resonated with you, you need to connect to that woman, right?
That's good.
You can purchase the book individually from each woman. She will sign, seal, and deliver it to you.
Amen. Amen. Powerful, powerful. And how can we connect with you on social media?
My Instagram is at Rashonda Marie. You go to Instagram, you see my link tree with all of my links. And my website is also Rashonda, RashondaMarie.com.
Awesome. And Queen Cole, how can we connect with you on social media?
Yes, everybody can connect with me at 1, Queen Cole, on all social media platforms.
Awesome, awesome. So family, we're going to be wrapping up here, but I want to give Rashonda and Queen an opportunity. Rashonda, first, as we wrap up, could both of you speak to, could you encourage the woman who's listening, who feels unloved, overlooked, broken, misunderstood, and rejected? Could you just take a moment to encourage that woman that's listening?
It would be an honor, Lady C. Again, we all have a history. We all have made mistakes.
Yeah.
But just knowing that there is nothing new under the sun, the same struggles and pains and insecurities and doubts that we experience today were the same things that the women in the Bible experienced then, and God still chose them because they had a surrendered heart.
Mm.
God always does things for us and through us. So when we take the time to allow him to heal those broken parts, spend time in his word, spend time in his presence,
yeah,
then he can move us to our next, where our yes and our surrender and our obedience can be tied to other women's deliverance. He can use anyone with a surrendered heart.
That's good.
And nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do that can separate us from his love. He already knew about it. It went on the cross with Jesus, so it's no need for us to live in shame,
yeah,
and guilt and doubt and fear. Freedom is our inheritance,
yes,
as Abba's daughters.
Amen, amen. Queen, encourage the people.
Amen, amen, Sister Cuz. Lady C, first of all, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate your time and sharing this platform with us. I want to encourage the ladies to, one, get the book.
Mm-hmm.
Get the book, sit with the book, because not only are you going to be reading stories, testimonies from women's personal stories and testaments, but this is also going to get you to see God's character. That's the main point, is to see God's character, because once you learn more about God and his character,
yes,
you're going to learn more about your own mm-hmm. identity, who you are, and whose you are. So I just want to encourage the ladies that I want you to know that you are love, L-O-V-E, and that you are love, L-O-V-E-D. And that is from our Father, Abba Father. You are Abba's daughter.
Amen, amen,
amen,
amen. Abba's Daughters, Everyday Women, Extraordinary God. Dive into the testimonies of incredible women who face personal struggles just like you, celebrating the power of sisterhood and the love of an extraordinary God. I encourage you to get your copy today. Rashonda Marie and Queen Cole, I thank you, my sisters. I thank you. I'm so proud of you. I'm just excited to see the next where God is taking the both of you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining me on the Rise and Shine Talk Show with Lady C. Family, let's rise and shine.